This is WLRN's Sunday Breakfast with the Arts. I'm Caroline Brader Watts. Each week, I'll be bringing you stories and conversations from South Florida's arts community. My Masters of Music series continues now with a discussion of one of the most prolific and influential film composers of the 20th century, Jerry Goldsmith. As usual, I'm joined by author Scott Eyman.
Goldsmith didn't come from a musical background, but he was bent toward it for quite early. He was taking music lessons when he was a teenager, and he went to USC, where he took a course in composition, film music composition, from Miklos Rozsa. And he basically kept working until just shortly before he died, 4 or 5 years ago. He didn't like to be out of work. Mm-hmm. He didn't like to take too many days off. He worked an awful lot in films, and when business was slow in films, he would do television.
Well, I'm looking at the list, and once again, I always like to go back to childhood and think of those movie music experiences that really made me think about music. And one of my earliest ones was from a movie that probably doesn't have a great critical reputation, which is The Trouble with Angels. It was an old Haley Mills film that I loved as a kid. Mm-hmm. But I remember the music from it, which was, of course, Jerry Goldsmith's music. I went, oh, wow, that sounds different. And so I always was kind of interested in him. This gentleman was nominated for 18 Academy Awards. He won only once. Mm-hmm. And I have to say, it isn't one of my favorite scores in the world. As a matter of fact, it's for The Omen. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to get your take on it. I always thought it was a little... Well, it's a silly movie. I mean, it isn't a great movie.
No, his score for Planet of the Apes is also very creative, very tonal.
Yeah.
Very atonal, actually.
Yeah.
Very atonal, kind of blocks the sound, almost abstract music. Music in Hollywood is always 20 or 30 years behind the times, behind what's being done in the concert hall.
Mm-hmm.
And Goldsmith in Planet of the Apes is 1968, 69.
Yes.
And Goldsmith is doing a very avant-garde kind of score, of the sort that was being done in the late 1940s in Los Angeles and New York.
Mm-hmm.
So the 20-year lag time is about right. But it was a startling score, and in terms of the film, a very appropriate score,
mm-hmm.
Because it's a nightmare 180-degree flipped world, so you don't want to write a conventional orchestra 19th century score. And The Omen, it's kind of a Walpurgisnacht score. Lots of choruses, lots of satanic howling. It gives the film a scale that it wouldn't have ordinarily. And I think that's exactly what it does give it, scale. It gives it a sense of a size and dimension.
Then let's move on to something that I think sort of touches into that more unusual realm, which is Alien, which came out in 1979, mm-hmm. and which I think is terrific, terrific scoring, and very, very unusual as well.
Yeah, washes of sound.
Yeah.
You can't whistle a thing. I mean, it's not that kind of score. It's it's closer to a Planet of the Apes or score, where you get tonalities and washes of sound. Actually, it's an extremely influential score in that a lot of films now are composed in that manner, where they don't actually do themes in the classic Max Steiner, Eric Wolfgang, Korn Gold style.
Mm-hmm.
They do washes of sound that come in and go out. He was a very innovative guy.
To learn more about Scott Eyman, visit scotteyman.com, and you can also follow me on Twitter @ArtsRadio. For WLRN, I'm Caroline Brader Watts.